Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. What are some of the highlights from the USDA's latest monthly crop report? Stephanie Ho has more on the report.
April is usually a fairly quiet month for USDA's crop production report.
But I think there were some bits and pieces of quite interesting information.
That was Chief Economist Seth Meyer, who first pointed to the nation's citrus production.
We see some of the initial implications of that short but intense freeze we had a few weeks back on some of the Texas citrus production numbers.
The Texas all-orange forecast is down 30% from the previous forecast, while in Florida, the forecast is down 7%.
We had a really large increase in the drop. There's this loss of production that comes from dropped fruit. And we saw that have an effect, and that, I think, was a Florida effect, and that tends to be a lagging effect from drought.
The nation's overall all-orange forecast for the 2021 season is 4.45 million tons, down 4% from the March forecast. Meanwhile, he adds that USDA's latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates reflect information from other recently released reports, including the March grain stocks report.
When we look at the corn balance sheet, you know, we had a rise in feed use out of the grain stocks report. We had a rise in ethanol of assumed corn going into ethanol, and then a rise in exports as well, too. And those are all things which then push us into a tighter position for carryout stocks for corn.
He also points to what he sees as the biggest news for soybeans.
We saw them increase the size of the Brazilian crop. It isn't a lot. It's about 80 million bushels worth of additional production.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski has more details.
They've had favorable conditions when you look over the course of the entire growing season. And as a result, we increased our Brazil soybean production estimates. So now we're looking at a record crop there, record area, record yield, and record production.
In another part of the world, he says too much rain may affect Australia's cotton crop.
For several years now, Australia has been suffering extreme drought, but this year things really turned around. They had a good growing season, timely rains to support a good cotton crop. But now, just as harvest is getting underway, they got hit with really excessive rainy conditions, and we think that is probably going to dent their yields a little bit.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.